Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah, no, don't put me down for cardio.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
I want to quit the gym.
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
With hosts Aileen Cooperman.
Joey doesn't share food!
And Sammy Fishbein.
Whatever. I'm getting cheese fries.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy.
I'm Aileen.
So we have two Dear DSTs this week. It's a special, special day for everybody. Exciting,
it's
right?
Very special. Very exciting.
Okay, so I'll read the first one. You can read the second one. Okay. Hi, Aileen and Sammy. Huge fans of Betches. Huge fan, I guess, of Betches and DST, and would love your advice. I have done a lot of work shifting my mindset and my body over the past couple of years. However, how do I be okay with putting on a couple of pounds during quarantine? I am fit and in shape, work out consistently, eat healthy, etc. Just moving less because of the pandemic. So obviously I have put on a couple extra pounds. How do I accept my body just a couple pounds heavier? I think it's okay to be in a 10-pound swing. I don't weigh myself, but I'm having a hard time accepting it. Any tips? Thanks, trying to accept my bod Betch. If we had the full answer to this, like here's how. Imagine how much money we would have.
Yeah, I know, right? This is the age-old question of how do I deal with my body getting bigger? Here's the thing. If it makes you feel any better, everybody's on the same boat as you, mostly. So that's what I keep telling myself.
Me too. The fact that like, I also keep telling myself, like, when I resume like an actual normal life where I have social activities and I go somewhere during the day and I don't feel like hesitant about doing things, like those pounds, like, I don't want to say that here's the thing, it's okay if you have the pounds or not. But I do really think that like when you're more naturally active, not like forcing yourself to work out once a day because like to get up off your couch, work out for 10 minutes and, you know, not 10 minutes, but work out. And then you're just back to sedentariness. Like think about how much you're missing that you were doing before. Like when you go out on a Saturday night, you are like being active. I know you probably don't think about it like that, but you are being active. And like, it's not like, I'm not saying like you do that to lose weight, but your body changes when you fundamentally change your level of activity. And I think it's sort of just like, you know, this isn't a permanent thing. It doesn't make you less than, even if it were a permanent thing. I think the biggest thing for like seeing your body as beautiful is to look at other people who are not stick thin and who, you know, on Instagram, they put themselves together well. Like I think like the quote unquote mid-size influencer list that Aileen put together on her Instagram is like really good because you look at those people, they don't look like what kind of society has pushed us as like beauty in the past, you know, which is kind of like stick thin. And you see that you can look really amazing without being stick thin. And I think that has helped me personally come closer to acceptance to the extent that I can at this point.
Yeah, I agree. That's also definitely really, really helped me, especially like as it relates to style and being in a bigger body or bigger than what I originally set out for myself or forced myself to be. But I just want to know, like she's saying that she knows she's moving less. She says that she works out consistently, eats healthier, and she says she doesn't even weigh herself, but she's having a hard time accepting it. But I really think it's the accepting of what people think of her is really the problem she's having. I think because she's saying it's okay to be in a 10-pound swing, then
but
you know,
maybe she only like thinks that it's okay. Like
that's what I mean. But I think it's really about like what people think of her. If you really thought it was okay, then you know, but just remember that like nobody is sitting around judging you. And if they are, they're just probably miserable with themselves. So that they're worried about themselves. They're worried about their own 10-pound swing, you know?
Also, you don't even really know, like, objectively. And here's the thing. It doesn't really matter, like, what you've quote unquote gained. It could also just be that your body changed a little bit from the lack of activity, like that it's distributed differently. Like maybe like you could be noticing other changes that are not necessarily all weight. They could be like water retention. Like maybe you're like eating saltier foods. Like maybe, you know, maybe from sitting down all day, like I feel like my body's been getting squatter. You know what I mean?
Right. But I think all of this is going to change once we move around a little bit more and change these new habits that we've created in this last almost year. So fucking crazy, but good luck. We wish you so much luck. It'll be okay. And just, you know, stick with it. Keep reminding yourself, surround yourself with people on your social or whatever, people who can reinforce that for you. I think that's key. Instead of like sitting around following people that you want to like be like and compare yourself to. It's important to have, like Sammy said, have people that like reinforce that self-love message much more than that, like, I need to be smaller message.
Yeah.
Guys, as many of you know, I've been on an alcohol-free journey. Please don't hold it against me that I just said journey, but I have. And one thing that I've really missed on this journey is beer. But now with Athletic Brewing, I'm able to get that delicious beer-like taste in my mouth without any of the alcohol. It's amazing. Just so you guys know, I used to love sours. I'm a big sour drinker and I really miss that taste. And now I don't have to miss out on it. It's amazing. Whether you're trying to cut back or you just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is often a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet fruity sours? Now you can enjoy this style without the hangover the next day. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic brews bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code DST to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's code DST at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer, exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company, fit for all times. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
All right, let's do the second one. Hi, Sammy and Aileen. And then she writes alphabetical order as if she didn't want to play favorites. Okay, I appreciate that. Hey, Sammy and Aileen, I'm writing because I would love to hear how you avoid comparing yourself to others / how you work through wanting to compare.
That's why she put us
in alphabetical order. That's so sweet. Don't worry, guys. The long story is that for Christmas, my truly wonderful mother-in-law gifted me pajamas that were two sizes too big. Meanwhile, my brother-in-law's girlfriend got a sweater in size small, neither here nor there, but that's also my size. Both her, my sister-in-law, and my mill are all tall and thin, whereas I'm average height and on the thin side, but not on their level of thinness. Two questions in one. How do I not feel offended that she bought me something so comically big? Two, how can I work on not comparing myself to these three? Maybe related, we all live in Spain and they all intuitively...
really?
We all live in
Spain. It's an Ilaria joke in case I'm sure.
Hillary, is your name Hillary? Yeah. We all live in Spain and they all intuitively, they're Spanish, I'm not, and have such different attitudes and ideas when it comes to food and wellness. Plus, they're all gorgeous, even my Mill in her 60s. I feel so weird saying Mill. Can I just say
mother-in-law?
Yeah, I just mother-in-law. Yeah. My Mill. Okay. I meanwhile am suburban with huge tits and always feel like a bull in a china shop. I don't know if that's suburban is the right word, but so basically the opposite of European glamorous. How to proceed so I don't spend another Christmas trying not to cry in the bathroom? My husband, for what it's worth, tells me how gorgeous I am, how beautiful my body is, et cetera, et cetera. But we all know that straight men have zero criteria, right? Help. Gracias. Gracias. A still drunk from New Year's bitch. Okay. So she was a little tipsy when she wrote this.
Okay. Here's my number one thought. I think that she's projecting her own personal insecurities about herself compared to her in-laws,
right,
and projecting them onto this gift. Here's my guess. First of all, pajamas are meant to be worn big. You're also saying you have huge tits. I'm sure that does not escape your mother-in-law's line of vision. So she probably just bought you like a bigger size because A, they're pajamas. People want to be comfortable. They aren't supposed to be like worn fitted. And B, she knows that like you have bigger boobs and she didn't want to probably have your tits fly like popping buttons at Christmas, which is fine. I think that this is probably like a manifestation of the fact that she just doesn't feel chic compared to this family. And which right. is, I get, that's like completely... Like compared to my sisters-in-law, like I'm also a bull in a china shop. You know, they're like tiny girls. Like, so I get that feeling of like being the big one compared to all the like perfectly coiffed,
the hilarious,
you know, hilarious of the world. So I feel like it might, like next Christmas, you might feel better if you work on like kind of your own feeling about yourself and how you
focus
feel
on
about
why you love yourself, yeah, not what your husband thinks of you. And also that's not true. Straight men don't have zero criteria.
So many
that's
criteria.
Bullshit. That's bullshit. Yeah. But
they're not as critical as women, but they don't have zero criteria.
100%.
Some men, I'm sure your husband likes you for your size. Maybe he thinks that like someone, your mother and his mother's size is too thin. And like, you know, maybe he's 100%. Attracted to your suburban bull in the china shop vibe.
I would also work on language to talk about yourself differently and not think of yourself as a bull in the china shop, because the more you reinforce that, the more you feel it. So try to like put a positive spin on the way that you talk about yourself and see yourself compare. If you want to like compare to them, have some positive things to say. But again, she also asked, how does she stop comparing? So like, how do you avoid comparing yourself? It's definitely a challenge. I think it really does start with like writing down all of the positive qualities of why you believe you're worthy of being there, of being in the room with them, of why, of being loved. Like, why do you, why are you worthy of your own love? Like, that's something to write down or think of. I think that's a place to start. And, you know, you always, like, when you think, when you compare yourself, always think that those people aren't really, they're not thinking of you in that way. They're concerned with their own shit. And they're also self-conscious about something else. Like, they don't think of themselves as these perfect, you know, beings. Everyone has insecurities. So focus on yourself. You do you. And I think you'll have a better Christmas.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice. I think that the words you use to describe yourself are such an insidious, or they could be, they could either be really insidious for your self-esteem and your self-worth, or they can be really good for your self-worth. Sometimes I feel like, oh, I sent you Robin Dixon on her, she posted, like, some troll wrote to her, like, wrote like all the shit to her. And then the last thing they wrote, she responded to like all their points, but like the last one they wrote was like, she's fat. You're fat. And she wrote like, well, the camera does add 10 pounds, but I'm the furthest thing from fat. And I said to Aileen, because I just felt that it was such like a confident, matter of fact way of like internalizing or not internalizing that criticism, like from a, it was from a troll, but like, cause I could see getting that and be like, yeah, they're right. I am fat. I got really fat. And that's what I would probably say to myself. but what she did is she posted it and she was like, I'm the farthest thing from fat. The camera adds 10 pounds. Like, it's just sort of like, it felt so healthy to me, like to kind of, she just like objectively responded to it. And I just really loved that.
You could see that it didn't like penetrate her.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what she did. Yeah. You could see that it didn't like touch her in any way. And that she was like, well, this isn't true. False. So enjoy your life, you know, like, no, thank you.
Whereas, you know, there are so many, women who are thinner than her who would be like, oh my God, am I fat? Yeah. So it's not about your size. It's about your response to that, to those, you know, your belief about your size. Agreed. Okay. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Enjoy those pajamas. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. And just before we go, we wanted to announce something really exciting. Up on the Betches website and the Betches LinkedIn, we have a job posting for a content manager for Diet Starts Tomorrow to run our entire vertical, essentially, from social to podcast outlines, looking up guests, all those exciting things, any potential newsletters that may be coming. And we wanted to tell you, we know some of you have built. Yeah. So if you want to check out that position, you can go to betches.com/work-at-betches. Or you could also check them out on LinkedIn, but the job descriptions are there and we would love to have some of you on the team. So, or one of you on the team. Sorry, there's only one job.
We want an ultra DST fan.
Yeah. We are very excited and we love you, Carly, one last time.
Send us your dear DSTs at dst@betches.com. And hopefully we'll read yours. And happy new year, people. Again, follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow. Tell all of your friends. Tell all of your suburban friends with big tits at Sammy, at Aileen. I said this at Diet Starts Tomorrow. Tell all of your friends to download and listen to our podcast on Spotify or iTunes. Please, we would really love that if you did. Just share the gift that is DST. And again, if you have any recommendations of people or guests we should have on, I know we've been having a lot of Sammy Aileen episodes in the past, but we're still going forward with guests. Don't you worry. Just send us who you want to hear from and we'll definitely have them on. So again, that's dst@betches.com. And as always, we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Betches.